This is St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Greg Montanue. Following the shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown by former Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson in early August, a crowdsourced repository of images and testimony was started. Washington University continues to grow the digital archive titled Documenting Ferguson. Willis writer Arnold tells us that capturing and archiving a protest movement hasn't been easy.
Joel Levy stands on West Florissant, a central site during the initial August protests over the shooting death of Michael Brown.
A lot of places boarded up around here, but it's not as bad as it was.
Levy is the number one contributor to the Documenting Ferguson project. Levy's initial interest was opportunistic. Now he's fully invested in documenting the deeper stories of Ferguson.
The whole reason I came out here originally is because I heard there was a riot, and I just wanted to drive by and take a couple photos, but eventually it basically became something else entirely.
Levy contributed dozens of images to the project. He couldn't imagine a better home for his photos.
It means, for one, that they're free, so anyone can use them. You don't gotta pay for them. And two, they're gonna be there forever, so now they're part of history, I guess.
He makes no money from his photography. His work was fueled by a belief in the dire necessity to record the events in Ferguson. This passion is shared by many, yet Documenting Ferguson and similar archives face two main roadblocks: building community trust and archiving new technologies.
This was the contributor's name.
Makiba Foster spends most of her day conducting research for Washington University professors in Olin Library, sometimes reviewing submissions to Documenting Ferguson. For her, the project's mission is clear.
Ultimately, we would hope that this would be something that will allow for a more nuanced or better understanding of what happened August 9th and following that, not only in Ferguson, but around the world.
She says the project is deep in the first stage of gathering content. Her goal is to build an independent archive for the people, free of overt media influence. She currently has one main concern.
Really thinking about the stories that are involved and how we can go into those communities and have trust to where they would feel comfortable telling us their experiences about the protest and the death of Mike Brown.
Foster's working to gain community support, attending events like the protests organized under the title Ferguson October 2 months ago. Foster made headway, gathering pamphlets and posters, handing out flyers soliciting content for the archive. Yet she's aware of the archive's limitations, especially in the realm of social media.
We're trying to capture the social media because that was really important to the early beginning of this particular movement. But it's still a struggle to figure out how to get what you need.
Not only do archivists need to find certain media, they have to navigate the question, who actually owns it? There are still debates about who technically owns digital imagery or video like Vine, according to Michelle Caswell, a professor of archival and information studies at UCLA and an expert in the field of community archiving. The intellectual property is the creator's, but the actual data, the bytes of information, may belong to the company. Archivists also struggle to actually capture important moments from the fluid platforms like Twitter and Facebook and migrate that information into other databases. According to Michelle Caswell, they also face the challenge of preserving rapidly changing formats.
So we need to make sure that tweets and cell phone generated video footage and photos don't become, you know, the floppy disks of the future where, you know, 15 years from now people won't be able to access the tweets or the photos that are being generated during the Ferguson protest.
Yet Caswell says the concerns surrounding new technologies are still secondary to gathering information and gaining community trust.
A project like Documenting Ferguson is only as strong as its contributions.
It's a maxim that rings true for all community-based archives. They are only as strong as the support they receive. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.